And finally, as the world this month marks the one-year anniversary of the nine-day war in South Ossetia, members of the Cluster Munitions Coalition are calling on Georgia and Russia to ratify a convention to join the global ban on cluster bombs. During the 2008 war, both Russia and Georgia used cluster munitions that resulted in the deaths of at least 16 civilians and injured at least 54 more. 30 ratifications are needed for the convention to enter into force and become binding international law. So far, 14 countries have ratified the treaty, including Ireland and the Holy See. We spoke to Thomas Nash, coordinator at the Cluster Munition Coalition, to ask why it's important for countries to ratify the treaty, even if they do not use cluster munitions.
I mean, a cluster bomb is a type of weapon that can be dropped from an airplane or fired from an artillery gun or a rocket, and it basically opens up in the air over an area and spreads out dozens or hundreds of smaller little bombs. They're called submunitions, and these things are a real problem because so many of them are spread over such a wide area that military and civilians in the area are both likely to be killed or injured. And then after attacks, many of these little bombs, they don't explode, and so they lie around and act like landmines, killing and injuring people, and in particular kids, long after a conflict.
Why would somebody like, let's say, the Holy See ratifying this treaty, why would that be significant?
What we would say is that every single country can make quite a big difference. And if you get a treaty signed by 100 or 150 countries, then it begins to really solidify as a kind of moral marker in the world. And that's when it starts to affect countries that actually haven't signed the treaties.